That was Zac Brown Band with Knee Deep. Carolyn Jasinski received an invitation from one of Adelaide's best-known business hotels, Adelaide Hilton, to experience the property and particularly to get a first-hand understanding of their COVID-safe protocols, known as the Deep Clean. She explained to me exactly what this entailed, and it happened in good time since Adelaide has just had a small outbreak of COVID-19 cases. Carolyn Jasinski's back with us, and she hasn't been anywhere. It's terribly sad. We all feel so upset for her because she's found a good story in Adelaide. I know the particular place she's referring to. Carolyn, welcome back.
Thank you.
And welcome home, I guess I should say. Did the dog bark at you when you came home?
He doesn't leave me alone when I come home now.
He thinks it's either a burglar or that woman I used to know. Well, that's all good. Now, you have gone, speaking of COVID, matters COVID, to the clean city of Adelaide, but they're showing you what the new normal is going to be at the Hilton Hotel, which is right in the centre of Adelaide. I've stayed there a few times. It's a good hotel. So tell us how you came to do this, Carolyn.
It was a really reassuring thing that I did. So it was just a night away at the Hilton, and it started when I got a press release about the new Deep Clean. Now, the Hilton relies on a lot of interstate travellers.
Yeah, it's a business hotel, really, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of corporate stuff goes on there. People come in for meetings and all sorts of things. But, of course, there's been none of that for months. The hotel actually closed for 6 months. So on their opening, they sent out press releases talking about the new Deep Clean. And this sort of sparked a bit of an interest for me because I thought, well, now, the idea of a good night's sleep is much more than just a comfy pillow. We need a lot more reassurance than we've got good pillow menu and, you know, you've got a bath or whatever. I think the most important thing is that it's safe, that you feel that they're taking the whole COVID cleaning process really seriously. So this press release came out and I pitched the story and I thought, well, I wanted to document the deep clean. What is a deep clean? And how does it differ from a normal hotel clean? And what does it mean to people booking? You know, are they going to feel safe and are they going to feel reassured? Or is it just a new word for the normal clean?
Did they send you a nice maid's outfit to go with this task? Or a fluffy a chook on the end of a stick?
No, I wasn't doing the clean. I was just there to make sure. Well, just to see what it was, basically.
Right.
So what happened is I got in there and they were very accommodating, very nice. I didn't actually see the whole clean, but I had people there doing the final touch point clean. So what happens now is that the room gets cleaned and then a supervisor comes in and checks it all. And then they go through and do this final touch point. And what that means is they get their sanitary wipes and they wipe every surface. This is after the room's been cleaned. So they wipe every surface that you can imagine. And so I'm thinking, oh, yeah, all right, they'll wipe the bench tops and, you know, the remote gets a wipe. And then it gets put in a little sleeve, which is very cute. You know, I've been cleaned sleeve.
Right, yeah.
But I'm talking everything. They wipe the kettle handle and they'll wipe anything that's there. Like if you happen to stand and hold the back of a chair to put your shoes on, for example. So there's leather chairs in there. So they'll wipe that and they'll wipe the TV surface and they wipe coat hangers and the irons and everything. You can imagine it's not a quick process.
Did they wipe the Gideon's Bible in the drawer?
Oh, gee, I didn't even notice. Oh, that's funny. I didn't even look in the drawer.
Right.
But I imagine they
would. Well, and the door handles and
the toilet
seat. Do they
still have Bibles in the drawers?
I've got no idea.
But I was really impressed. And right. The whole time we're doing it, I was talking to the girls that were cleaning it and they were smiling and, you know, I was thinking, oh, are they putting this on because I'm here? And I honestly don't think so. I think they may have smiled more because I was there and, you know, saying, do you mind if I take a photo? But I think for their sake, for the people who are doing the cleaning, they're just as invested because this is their jobs they're protecting and they have to be safe as well. So, you know, it is a very reassuring thing. And the whole the cleaning process and the cleaning paranoia, if you like, starts from when you check in. Right. So as you check in, you scan a little poster thing that's on the front using your camera. There's no, you don't have to download special apps or anything anymore. So
it's like a QR code to identify you or something?
Yes, that's right. It. Sorry, I couldn't get that out.
And so you don't actually hand over a reservation. You present your digital credentials.
Yes. So, you know, that's how you check in.
Right.
And then it goes from there. So you, as you turn around, this is the stuff that I probably wouldn't notice normally, but because I was there on a mission, there were people there wiping down handrails and this is a
lift buttons and
lift buttons, absolutely. Yeah. You and again you use key code things to do it. So you're not, you know, everything's that one step further. And I'm sure a lot of hotels are doing it. This is the only one that I've taken any notice of, to be honest. But when you get up to your room, that touch point thing comes in. There's a seal across your door.
Oh, okay.
So you break the seal as you go in. And that's just another proviso that lets you know that, okay, no one's been in to change a light bulb, for example, since it's been cleaned. Oh, so when they do this touch point clean and then as they leave, they then seal it. So it's all these little steps, and I just think it's obviously the hotels are working on their reputation to keep things clean. People aren't going to book with a hotel if they're not reassured that they're looking after them anyway. But this is just another point, I think, where they're going that extra step. Mm-hmm. So,
did you go down to the buffet?
I did.
And
no
did
buffet.
You sort of stick your thumb in the soup or what?
There's no buffet anymore.
No buffet. So what do you do for a meal?
So you order via your QR codes again.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't have a smartphone or you're not happy to be using that, they do have menus that they will bring you that are obviously cleaned and brought to you.
Right.
But for the average punter now, you go in with your camera, your phone, and you use the camera to take a little shot of this QR code, and a little message comes up on your phone and you tap that and there's the menu. And you order off that. It's really quite...
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of it to that degree.
Yeah.
And it, what are they using cutlery, regular cutlery, or you're down to bamboo
No, regular.
Tools?
Yeah, regular. So we had dinner there and then we actually went back in the morning and had breakfast.
Right.
And the breakfast, but the Hilton was known for its breakfast buffet, but that's gone. So you just have a la carte now.
Right. Well, that's probably a good thing for them in many ways.
Oh, yes, I imagine so.
A bit more money out of you?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. I think the you can have your normal choices. You can go continental.
Right.
I'm not sure about the prices, whether they've changed.
Right.
It's just there is no buffet. So, you know, everything's back to a normal restaurant service.
And are they wearing masks?
No, they weren't, actually.
Oh, in Melbourne, you would be.
The cleaning staff were.
Right.
They were in masks, but in the hotels, no, they weren't. But that's not a requisite in Adelaide at the moment. Yeah, that's actually an interesting point.
Oh, well, it's good to hear what one hotel's doing, and I happen to know that hotel. I've stayed in there a few times, and it is a good hotel. It's got good bones. It's been there,
been
must be 40
time.
Years old or something like that, I imagine. Used to be the it place in Adelaide. I suppose you've got a few more to choose from now. You're getting a bunch of new hotels in Adelaide.
Oh, lots of hotels to choose from and lots of different styles, which is great. But you're right, the Hilton's been there for a long time, looks after that corporate market. Now they're doing that, the terrible word, the pivot. And, you know, they're obviously marketing to a new audience as well. Hopefully that whole interstate market will come back very soon. Fingers crossed for them.
Carolyn Jasinski getting the lowdown on a COVID deep clean in Adelaide. This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.